Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Nachman Shai, a former Israeli lawmaker who, as chief spokesman for the country's military during the 1991 Gulf War, was the one who went on television after every Iraqi missile attack to calm a nation in gas masks and sealed rooms. Nachman, almost 30 years ago, you were called the Valium of Israel, when as IDF spokesman, it was your job to go on TV just after missile attacks and explain the situation to a very frightened population. How are authorities doing now with the coronavirus pandemic?
The government is not doing that well when it comes to, in general, the relationship between the public and the government. The fact is that the public doesn't accept the guidelines, the instructions, the restrictions given by the government. There are too many cases when people just disobey. Unfortunately, if I compare the situation now to what it was 29 years ago, people did follow my instructions, the government instructions, and it went well. A lot has changed in this kind of relationship, and since people in general do not trust the government, I've been recommending to build a center for information center that will operate especially during emergency situations like this one and similar ones, like war times, and that will be able to share information with the public and to instruct people what to do during either SCAD attacks or rockets attacks or any kind of emergency. And it wasn't, it was only partially implemented, and the outcome is quite disappointing.
What is the most important thing in appealing for calm and understanding among millions of people who have every right to behave otherwise?
The best way to convince people is to tell them the truth. There is nothing but the truth that works better and may lead people to do things that usually they don't. What we learned during the Gulf War at the time, that when I told them on behalf of the government and the military the truth, not always all the truth, but the truth that was available at a certain moment, at a certain time, it worked very well. People knew that I was not cheating, was not lying, was not just scaring them. They were part of a national effort with me and others to lead the country through those emergencies. And I only advice I can give to the government, to the prime minister at this stage, tell the people the truth.
You are listening to Nachman Shai, a former Israeli lawmaker and chief spokesman for the country's military. Nachman, you went on to become a member of Knesset. What is the image Israelis have of their lawmakers, policymakers, and the people who are supposed to make sure they are safe and satisfied?
After serving as a Knesset member for 10 years, I can tell you that gradually, but steadily, the public loses its confidence in its elected officials. It's a fact. If a word is not a word and commitment is not commitment, why will they follow them? This is where the public doesn't trust and doesn't believe what politicians tell him. Not only when it comes to politics, but also when it comes to the public's safety in emergency. And that's, by the way, another reason why in an emergency we would listen to professionals, either from the military or the Ministry of Health or any other professionals, and we will not follow politicians' advice.
Israel's health minister has coronavirus, apparently because he disregarded his own orders. He got sick, but he also endangered everyone at the highest levels of the anti-pandemic task force. If you were the nation's Valium today, how would you explain this? Could you?
What happened with Health Minister Litzman is just an example why Israelis are very careful and probably would not follow the advice of elected officials, of politicians, but they do otherwise when it comes to professionals. If the health minister doesn't obey the instructions given by his own ministry, actually by himself. Why would the public follow him? It's ridiculous.
Nachman Shai, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.